Today's talking point politically, an opinion piece that was published, authored by Liberal MP Andrew Hastie. And it warned of the dangers of the rise of China. It's drawn the ire of our largest trading partner via the Chinese embassy in Canberra. Mr. Hastie, he's not just any other backbencher. He's chair of the powerful Intelligence and Security Committee, and he compared the international response to Beijing's assertiveness with Europe's failure to comprehend the rise of Nazi Germany. PM Scott Morrison, he's downplayed the significance of this critique, but the Chinese embassy, it's labelled it detrimental to Australia-China relations. Mark Dreyfus is the Shadow Attorney General. He's also a member of that same Intelligence and Security Committee. He joins us now. Mark, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jonathan.
Now, Labor's labelled Andrew Hastie's comments as extreme, unwelcome and concerning. What are your concerns about his words?
Well, that sort of language and those sorts of comparisons are never helpful. I think, the point that Mr. Hastie was trying to make, but many people are rightly offended by any attempt to make comparisons with Nazi Germany. He wasn't trying to do that, but it's come out that way because he used a Germany 1939 type of comparison.
Mm.
Much more importantly than that, it's intemperate language, and Mr. Morrison can't simply dismiss Mr. Hastie as a backbencher who's entitled to his views. He's a chairman of a very important committee, the Intelligence and Security Committee, of which, as you've said, I'm also a member, and Mr. Morrison supports him in that role.
Well, this is an interesting point. I mean, as you say, you're on that committee, you're privy to the same information that comes before it, the same briefings on these issues. Does what Andrew Hastie wrote, does that reflect the tenor of your conversations around that committee table?
Well, I'm not going to talk about what occurs in that committee, and he's not speaking as the chair of the committee. I know that's a hard distinction for possibly the public to follow.
I'm grappling with that.
He's speaking as a backbencher. He doesn't claim to be speaking on behalf of the committee, and he's not. We're very concerned about this kind of language coming from anybody, particularly people who are in relatively senior positions. I have to say China understands very well that Mr. Hastie's chair of the Intelligence Committee, and I'd have to say his comments today just add to this government's history of pretty ill-advised and certainly unnecessarily inflammatory comments.
Is it China's goal to supplant the US as the dominant power in this region, and does that present risks for Australia?
Australia has to grapple with the fact that China is now the world's second biggest economy. That's a fact. It's Australia's biggest trading partner. That's a fact. Our two-way trade last year with China was worth over $200 billion. And on any view, it's in Australia's national interest to deepen our engagement with China. But at the same time, you've heard this from many people, Australia's entitled to stand up for our national interest. What we have to do in that regard is do it in a deliberate and measured way. We have to be free of hyperbole, free of exaggeration. We're entitled, like every other country, to ensure that our sovereignty is safeguarded, that we can get on with our national business. And I think it's possible to stand up for Australia's interest without being inflammatory.
How much do you think of Australia's interest, of Australia's, conscience almost, in terms of its relationship with China, is subsumed by its corporate interest, its economic interest?
I think we have to do both. We are a different system of government to China. We value human rights, I think it's clear, in a different way to the way in which China approaches that question. And we're entitled to say so. We've got a different position on a whole range of international law questions. We're entitled to talk about that publicly. But we've really got to do this in a different way than quite a number of Liberal ministers have in recent years, than Andrew Hastie was today. I think we need to move away from conflict, not towards it, and that's a very important principle. There is a reason why diplomats are diplomatic.
Yes. Well, there is potential in this relationship for fairly significant retaliation that could harm us.
Well, it's not that fear of conflict as such or fear of retaliation. It's that countries that are as intertwined economically as Australia and China are, they took almost a third of our exports. It's more than our next four biggest customers combined. I'm not saying that that's a reason to give up our values, far from it.
Mm.
But I am saying that we have to be aware of that at all times. We have to work and build on that economic relationship as a basis for finding a way to coexist with China in future and to find how the relationship can work. Inflammatory language is never going to work.
On another issue, Mark Dreyfus, the High Court decision yesterday upholding the sacking of a public servant, Michaela Banerjee, for anonymous social media posts that were critical of government policy. What did you make of that?
It's a really important judgment. It's particularly important for the 2 million or so Australians who work for federal, state and local governments.
Mm.
And it goes to the question of their participation, whether they've got the right to fully participate in all aspects of our democracy. The starting point here is there's always been some limitation on the way in which public servants can participate in government affairs, but equally, they've got rights to fully participate in our democracy. And what I'm a bit worried about watching some of the commentary that's come out of this is it seems to be being suggested that this High Court judgment amounts to a blanket ban on public servants making political comment or banning them from joining political parties. It certainly doesn't do that. What I'm worried about is that this Morrison government is going to somehow exploit the High Court decision to further muzzle public servants to stop them properly participating in our democracy. That would be a wrong interpretation of the judgment and a misuse of it. But we've seen a preparedness on the part of the Morrison government to muzzle as many people as they can. They want Australians to be quiet.
Quiet Australians, Mark Dreyfus, all of us. Thank you for your time.
Yes, thanks very much, Jonathan.
Mark Dreyfus, the Shadow Attorney General and, a member of that Intelligence and Security Committee. This is Drive on RN.